You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect. Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad, so sad.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the 100 Cup. For more details, please visit www.100andchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Jody Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon and Bixie here, coming live.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. Sorry about that little bit of a glitch there. Anyway, sometimes when you got all that equipment in front of you, trying to find the right button to hit takes a few moments. So, anyway, I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's program. And for those of you that might be following me on Facebook, I kind of gave it a little title there, and it's really about marijuana. And it's pot, 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 what it is and what it's not. Just being a little creative, I guess. So before I actually start talking about the topic, I do want to say that a little bit about myself. I have been a licensed professional counselor for many years. I've been in the field of counseling for over 30. I have a private practice on Main Street here in Flemington, and I have been in private practice for 15 years. And prior to that, I worked in the drug and alcohol field in private nonprofits as counselor, as a program director, and also as an executive director for treatment facilities. So I have a little bit of a background in the field of addiction, and we have quite a bit of differing opinions that go on around marijuana. It is becoming more and more socially acceptable to use marijuana. We have 4 states in our union that currently have made the use of marijuana legal. And I found it interesting that this topic, I put it out on Facebook that this is going to be my topic. So far, it's been the only topic in the time that I've been advertising on Facebook that's had some pushback, so I found that to be very interesting. My perspective on marijuana, and this is because I am a therapist that has a very strong background in, well, I'll say my master's is in counseling with a certificate in drug and alcohol counseling also. So I have a very strong background in addiction in general. And I know there's a huge push and pull between is marijuana addictive. I think much like alcohol, there's some people that can use marijuana socially. I do have clients that come to my office struggling with an addiction to marijuana. So I think for some people, it can become addictive. I also, and this is my belief system, believe that marijuana, much like alcohol, can be a gateway drug to some harder things. And again, that's not for everyone. That doesn't happen for everyone. There are a lot of people who are alcoholic who never move on to harder drugs. They just stay with alcohol. And again, also, we talk about social drinkers, people who just never become addicted. But I did want to talk about the effects of marijuana on the body. Some things which are possibly positive and some things which are possibly negative. Marijuana is a plant. Many of you know that. And it has other names. People call it grass, pot, weed. Those are sort of common names. It's a cannabis stevia plant. And it does have mood-altering, mind-altering, psychoactive ingredients, the THC. There are about 400 other chemicals also in the plant. People can smoke it as a cigarette, and that's what they call a joint. And the amount of THC in the marijuana actually determines how strong the effect will be. So some plants are stronger than others. So the type of the plant makes a difference. The weather, the soil, the time of harvest, these are all factors that determine the strength of the marijuana. And the reality is marijuana of today is about 10 times stronger than what people were using in the 70s. So it's more potent. Therefore, it increases the physical and mental effects of the people that use it. So there are some immediate effects when you smoke pot. Your heart beats faster and your pulse rate goes up. Oftentimes people notice bloodshot eyes, dry mouth, a dry throat. There are some other reactions to it other than getting high. And the thing that affects, I see, or that causes you to get high is marijuana releases high levels of dopamine in your brain. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter. It's a feel-good transmitter. Transmitter, it's the chemical that our brain produces that moves from one cell to the other cell, basically being pushed back and forth between the cells through electrical impulses. And it helps us feel good. It's a naturally occurring neurotransmitter and gives us a pleasant feeling. It heightens our sensory perceptions. It can actually help relax us. And so that's part of what dopamine does. It's a feel-good neurotransmitter. And part of what happens when someone smokes pot, their brain gets triggered to produce and release greater amounts of dopamine. So I'm going to take a little commercial break right now. And I am Ruth Altamura-Roll talking your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about marijuana. It is a highly controversial subject. And when I posted on Facebook that this was going to be my topic for today, it was very interesting that I got some pushback. As I said, this is all my opinion. I come from a strong background of addiction counseling. I have a certificate as a drug and alcohol counselor. So I am sure, as this is controversial, that some people are not going to agree with me, and that is okay. You don't have to agree with me. There are some studies that say that marijuana use can help with glaucoma relief, basically relieving some of the pressure behind the eye that happens, which is one of the symptoms of glaucoma. And it can happen, a few hours to get a little bit of relief. But the American Academy of Ophthalmology is doing some additional research to try to understand what active ingredients in marijuana that do cause that. So that's a study that's happening, which I think it's a positive thing to have some studies on. Are there positive aspects to marijuana? Sometimes people take it who are struggling with cancer. They find that smoking marijuana helps settle the stomach after chemotherapy. So that's another way people say that they use it. They say they use it for migraines. Sometimes people who are underweight will use it because it increases appetite. People use it to relax. And again, dopamine is the thing that gets triggered in the brain. And so dopamine is the feel-good chemical that our brain naturally produces. So I would expect that when you use marijuana that you feel better, that you relieve stress, that it's instead of going home and having a cocktail, as some people do, or a glass of wine, go home and smoke a joint to relax. But I think because there's so much information out there that we talk about the positive things of marijuana, I think it's important also to make sure that you know also some of the side effects, the ones that may not be necessarily healthy, such as increase in lung irritation. Anything we smoke, it doesn't matter if it's tobacco or marijuana, it is a burning leaf. And it contains toxic chemicals and carcinogens that can irritate your lungs, can possibly lead to long-term problems. Any biological plant item that we burn produces tar. It just produces tar. That is the very thing, oil, tar. Those are all biological plant byproducts. So it is something that does happen. So it's important to know that it increases the risk of things like bronchitis and lung infections. Especially if you're a regular smoker, you may end up with a lot more phlegm and a smoker's cough. It's important to know that. Sometimes marijuana can aggravate existing respiratory illnesses such as asthma or cystic fibrosis. Again, I know this is a controversial topic, like I said, and I know I'm going to get some pushback on it, and that's okay. Marijuana smoke does contain carcinogens, so you have an elevated risk of developing lung cancer. Now, there are people who've smoked cigarettes their whole life and never get lung cancer. I don't know. There are people who smoke cigarettes their whole life, tobacco, never get emphysema. I say, why take the chance? I will say that according to the National Institute of Drug Abuse, there is no conclusive evidence that marijuana causes lung cancer, and more research is needed. I still go with, I'm not sure I'd want to take the chance. THC moves from your lungs into your bloodstream and throughout your body. Within minutes, your heart rate can increase by 20 to 50 beats per minute. And according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, that rapid heartbeat can continue up to three hours, making it a little dangerous for people with heart disease, as it can raise the risk of heart attack. One of the reasons that the other thing, too, is marijuana may help stop the growth of blood vessels that feed cancerous tumors. So there's some things where I'm going to say there may be some positive things. It doesn't take long for THC to enter your bloodstream, and from there it goes right to your brain and the rest of your organs. You can get marijuana through food and drink when it's absorbed a little bit more slowly. Um, Very large doses or high concentrates of marijuana can cause hallucinations or delusions. It can cause mental health problems like depression or anxiety. For people who have schizophrenia, marijuana may make the symptoms worse, not better. And oftentimes, when someone stops using, they may feel tired or depressed, or maybe even a little anxious. Of course, when you think about your brain being flooded with dopamine, and that's a feel-good, and then we stop using it, our brain is now depleted of dopamine. So yeah, we'll feel a little depressed. And believe it or not, about 9% of marijuana users do develop an addiction. There are symptoms of withdrawal that include irritability, insomnia, and loss of appetite. I currently have 2 clients who struggle with, and in their own terms, being addicted to marijuana. From the perspective of a therapist, I will say that marijuana is a drug, even though people will say it's an herb. I got some of that on Facebook today. And there are many herbs that we use, I'm going to say, for some medicinal purposes. It's not an uncommon thing. I suggest to clients doing things like using lavender as an aromatherapy to help relax. There are many different aromatherapies that are herbal based. I don't see that marijuana is an aromatherapy. And there are many herbs that we use in our foods for flavor. However, those herbs generally do not get us high. They don't alter our mood. And that's part of where I have that concern, the getting high. One of my clients, who's recovering from addiction, said that a heroin user said to him, "I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start drinking because I can't use heroin. I'm addicted to it." And this person's response was, "Well, you know, I'm addicted to alcohol, so I think maybe I'll start using heroin. I'll substitute." And I know people who have done that with marijuana. They'll say, "Well, I can't handle this drug or that drug, or I realize I'm addicted to cocaine, so I'm going to smoke pot." And the bottom line is, it's mood altering. And I think one of the things that we come across and that we're coming across is one of the primary symptoms of addiction, which is denial. And denial is a pretty powerful thing. So I can look at all the positive uses for marijuana, and it may actually be feeding my denial, and I don't even realize it. I don't realize that I have a problem. So anyway, it's the bottom of the hour. It's time for a news break, and I will be back in a few more moments. Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The Armed Services Committee is hearing testimony today on the implication of the Iran deal on the Mideast. Secretary of State John Kerry will testify again and lobbyists are working both sides of the deal.
Lawmakers from Florida, along with the New York delegation, are considered among the top lobbying targets in Congress. That's according to interviews with lawmakers, their aides, and activists. Vote counters are especially focused on Democratic members such as Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Congressman Steve Israel of New York, who have not announced how they'll vote. Also undeclared is the House's chief Democratic vote counter, Steny Hoyer.
That was AP correspondent Sandy Kozel. A vote on the deal is expected in September. Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar has reportedly died. If true, it could complicate the peace process between his group and the Afghan government. Rumors of his death come just 2 days before the next round of talks is supposed to begin in Pakistan. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? If you owe $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast. If you owe $10,000 or more on your student loan, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290, 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
The weather for today. The conditions are currently hazardous because of the heat. It is 92 degrees and sunny. It will get up to 96 today. Tonight will be mostly clear, the low around 73. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. And Thursday night, also showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 8 p.m. Friday will be sunny with a high near 89. And then Saturday and Sunday both will be mostly sunny with temperatures in the upper 80s, lower 90s. So please be careful. There's an air quality alert. So if you don't have to go outside, stay in your air conditioning and breathe easy.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about marijuana. Pot, pot, pot. What it is and what it's not. So, there's a lot of people that say that there are a lot of positive things that can come out of using marijuana. Glaucoma, lowering the pressure in the eyes. For people who need to gain weight, gives you the munchies. People report that their stomachs get calmed down, especially after chemotherapy. And there are some reports that because the pharmacological effects of marijuana can extend throughout the nervous system, it is thought to ease pain and inflammation, sometimes even said to control spasms and seizures. And I think for the most part there's research being done on some of this. So it's still out, the anyway, in terms of it being an addiction, not as many people who use marijuana become addicted to it. However, if you have an addictive personality, you know, predisposed to addiction, if you have high stress or mental illness, you may actually develop a real dependency upon it. Just like any other addictive disease, it's progressive. So, I'll use alcohol as an example. You know, maybe someone has one drink, two drinks on the weekend, three, four drinks on the weekend, drinking on Wednesday. Drinking is increasing to every day, going from beer to beer in a shot, going to shots. Next thing you know, drinking vodka more and more, just to reach to get the same feeling from it, meaning your your ability to handle it is increasing. The same thing can happen with marijuana, that you can end up finding that you're using more and more of it. So the studies say that approximately 9% of pot users become addicted. Now you might say, well, that's not that much. Again, I say I don't think anybody wants to become an addict. But I also say, I'm not sure if I want to take the risk. And if we broaden our perspective on marijuana dependence, it could actually be more like 20%. So 20% of people who use marijuana can use it in terms of a dependency or an abuser, compared to about 7% of alcohol users. And actually the number of people admitted to substance abuse clinics treated for marijuana abuse is about 400,000. So who becomes addicted? There are some genetic possibilities that may indicate you become addicted to it. If you have addiction in your family, alcoholism or other addictions, you may become addicted to it. Or if you have a co-occurring issue, such as depression or anxiety, you may find that through self-medication, you actually become addicted. And so when people are addicted, oftentimes they have a very strong need to continue to use marijuana on a regular basis. And as with any drug, it works. Alcohol works. Heroin works. Cocaine works. If I'm using it to self-medicate, marijuana works. The downside, and I'll say this even in terms of over-the-counter drugs or prescription drugs, they work. The downside is the possibility of addiction. Again, notice, is your tolerance increasing? Do you need more? Do you smoke more just to get the same high? So the other thing too is you may say, well, you know, I never get the same high that I got for the first couple of times that I used. Well, that's an indication that your tolerance level is increasing. So having states make it legal. And use Colorado as an example. There has been an increase of approximately 400% in marijuana use. So if we figure 9% of people become addicted because it's legal, and that's a huge factor, because it's legal, how many more people are now going to become addicted? When I have someone respond to things such as, well, if we make heroin legal, we can dole it out. If we make marijuana legal, we can dole it out. Well, that doesn't prevent somebody from growing it in their backyard. And I'll use cigarettes as an example. Cigarettes are sold on the black market all the time. I can make alcohol in my home. So again, I want you to recognize I'm coming from the perspective of an addiction counselor. And the best way to avoid an addiction is to not get started. Gambling, any of it. And the physical ramifications of using marijuana, though there may be some that are positive, and again, I think some of the research on that is still out. I think when, for me, when I look at the downside of it, I think there's a greater harm from it. Marijuana is fat soluble, so it stays in your system. It's not water soluble. It's not something that you just pee out. So it can stay in your system for months, even up to a year. It can, especially on adolescents, if they're using marijuana, it can affect brain functioning, brain development. Mothers who are pregnant, women who are pregnant, while pregnant may develop some additional problems. So, you know, it's again, it's the same thing. If you're smoking tobacco and pregnant, drinking alcohol when pregnant, using heroin when pregnant. It raises risks. One of the things that I was in one of the classes that I took getting my master's, one of the things that was talked about was prohibition in alcohol. So technically, with marijuana being mainly illegal, that would be prohibition on marijuana. So prohibition on alcohol. On average, the average adult across the board consumed 3 gallons of alcohol per year. And that was during the prohibition in the 1920s, when alcohol was illegal. When they made alcohol legal again, it increased to approximately 9 gallons per adult. Now, that doesn't mean every adult drank 9 gallons. That means some people drank 1 gallon and other people drank 18 gallons. So the thing to recognize, such as what we know in Colorado, the increase going up by 400%, making something legal does not necessarily make it healthier for us. So I need to take another commercial break. I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's show. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I will return shortly.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about marijuana. And coming from a background as a drug and alcohol counselor, having had years working in the drug and alcohol recovery field before opening my private practice, I come from the perspective that marijuana is a drug, a mood-altering drug. And like I said, it, you know, there we are working at making it legal. As we know, in Colorado is an example, making marijuana legal has increased its use. It is currently 10 times stronger than the pot we were using in the 70s. People smoke it, cook with it, drink it. Some people who claim that they use it because it helps them with glaucoma and stomach issues and other things like that. I've heard people say, well, you know, it makes good strong rope. Well, that's fine. That's good. But it makes the heartbeat faster, the pulse rate increase, gives you bloodshot eyes, dry mouth, scratchy throat. It can impair or reduce short-term memory. It interferes with concentration, your ability to react swiftly in coordination, such as when driving a car or operating machinery. For some people, there can be a bad reaction when they can have acute panic attacks. Long-term users can become psychologically dependent, having a hard time limiting their use, needing more to get high, creating a tolerance. It can be a gateway drug towards other things. People who are looking to get high find that the high from marijuana is not sufficient. The effects on young people as they grow up, effects on their brain. They lose interest or lack motivation in their schoolwork. It interferes with their ability to learn and impairs thinking, reading comprehension, verbal and math skills. Research shows that students don't remember what they have learned when they are high. So if you're high and learning, you have a chance that you're not going to remember it. It definitely affects our ability to drive because we are more relaxed and our thinking process is slowed down. We are going to react more slowly. Research shows that these skills are impaired for at least 4 to 6 hours after smoking a single marijuana cigarette. So even after the high is gone, your perception and your reflexes are slowed down. And if you are drinking alcohol along with marijuana, the risks are greatly increased. So marijuana is a definite danger on the road. It definitely affects the human reproductive system. Research studies show that during pregnancy, it may result in premature babies, low birth weight. The same thing that happens with tobacco. And studies of men and women, they may have temporary loss of fertility, especially for men. There is a slower motility of sperm. It can be harmful for adolescents, so that it can actually interfere with physical and sexual development. The effects on the heart. Increase in heart rate. So for someone who is prone to heart disease, it can cause chest pains, a heart attack. Its effects on the lungs can be harmful, increasing the possibility of bronchitis, smoker's cough, phlegm. It also increases the possibilities of emphysema, possibly cancer. So those kinds of health risks and other lung infections. There are some carcinogens and cancer-causing agents found primarily because of the tar in the marijuana cigarette. So people who smoke over a long period of time show cellular damage that can be precancerous. So it. Marijuana smoke has actually shown to cause tumors on animal skin. So the possibility of cancer is there. Many young people are introduced to marijuana by their peers. I have had clients who have started rolling marijuana cigarettes when they were 5 and 6 for their parents. So there's peer pressure, and it's normal. You know, it's what we do in our family. It's really important as a parent to teach your children to say no and to provide them with coping skills. Give your children the opportunity to feel all their feelings. So let them be sad and mad and angry and disappointed, and teach them how to cope with those feelings. Give them the opportunity to talk. People who smoke marijuana can get burned out. It's a term used by marijuana smokers themselves, describing the long-term effects of marijuana use. And young people who smoke marijuana heavily over a long period of time can become dull, slow-moving, and inattentive. And that's the burnout. Sometimes people are unaware of their surroundings, do not respond when friends speak to them. And oftentimes, denial, big issue, they don't realize they have a problem with marijuana. And like I said, marijuana can stay in your system for a long time because it is not water-soluble, and it is absorbed into most all tissues and organs in our body, and is found primarily in fat tissues. It's been known for someone who is a heavy user, stops using pot, maybe 3 or 4 months after using, decide to go on to a nice exercise program, they're jogging, and they get high because they're burning fat, and the fat has the THC in their system. So I know that there are, again, that there are people who are listening to this program. Some people are probably angry because I am saying that pot is not healthy, that it is a gateway drug, that you can, for some people, become addicted to it. That there are, though there are some things that they say are positive, that for many things, that question is still out there. People are still, there's still some need for experimenting and seeing if these things really help. The one thing that I know is if a rush of dopamine is released into my brain, I'm going to feel better. So if I have a migraine and I smoke marijuana, I'm going to feel better. If I have stomach ache, I'm going to feel better. If I have pressure in my eyes, I'm going to feel better. If I feel stressed or depressed or anxious, I'm going to feel better. So does it work because of the flood of dopamine in our brain? Sure. And I think it's important to know the risks. The one thing I would never do is suggest to any one of my clients to start smoking marijuana. I come from a little bit of old school that says a drug is a drug is a drug. I don't care if it's alcohol, cocaine, prescription drugs, heroin, marijuana. And if we happen to have a personality that tends to be addictive in nature, stay away from gambling. There's a strong tendency towards an eating disorder, workaholism, shopping addiction, video and computer and gaming addiction. It can go on and on. And so often we use these things because we feel better. We use them because they distract us. We use them because we don't really want to be uncomfortable. And learning how to be uncomfortable is very important. So, with that, I hope this program was useful. Again, like I said, I'm sure that some people may be angry with my view of marijuana, and that's okay. Really was about providing some education, letting you know that there is an increase in people entering treatment because of their marijuana use, that it does have negative side effects, and to really think about it before you use it. Same thing with alcohol. Think about it. We use alcohol as a rite of passage in this country. It's a big thing. I'm turning 21. I'm going to go out and drink my brains out. So, you know, the most important thing that I have is my brain. And I want to take care of it. And I can't imagine why we would not want a healthy brain. So think about what you're putting into your system. And make healthy choices for yourself. So I am Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified. I have a private practice in Flemington. I've been a therapist for over 30 years. My practice is getting close to 16 years in private practice. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R.net, or altarolcounselor, spelled the same way, .com. So both .net and .com. You can also find me on Facebook. I do advertise my radio shows every Wednesday at noon. You can also download on podcast. You can also, there's also an app for the 100 in Chamber Radio, so you can get that app on your iPhone, iPad, smartphone, whatever instrument that you have there. And you can listen to my